Sini Gimel Siv Tes Atokeya Eitz Ve'Eitz Bein Shetoker of a Masme Bein Shetoker Ve'Eitz Atzmo Yachin Is Achad that raises the Torah Boina. The discussion whether it's Binyan Ve'Kelim or not, but if you make a very firm connection between two pieces of wood or any other items, whether you nailed it in or you have one piece of wood that has hole in it and the other one goes into the hole and it's a very tight fit, then that's it's a deraisa of Boina. Siv Yud. A courtyard that got wet from rain, you want to dry it up, you let it spread out hay or straw on the floor. It's not considered that you're smoothing out the ground, you're adding to the building itself, because these straw is not something you would leave there. You eventually, when things dry out, you give it and you feed it to an animal. But something that a person would leave over there, like mud or pebbles and the like, then there's a problem to put that out there because you're smoothing out the ground and you are fixing up the karka itself. So here, that he wants to dry the chutzpah, he's going to put dry sand or gravel or whatever over there, that wouldn't be his on Shabbos, even for some reason he got around the problem of muksi. In those days, they used to have earth floors, and somebody would spit on the floor, he'd cover it up with earth. This is just you put it to cover something up, that is acceptable. Now, in the case of the straw, even though we said that it's not binyan, because it's something that you eventually take off, even so, Chazal said that you should make a shinui. Shul Yisra, loy b'savla, b'kupa, el b'shulai kupa. You should not spread it around with the basket itself, but you should turn the basket. She yavchena, v'yofi tevna shulem, daina b'shinui. When you bring a bunch of straw over there, don't bring a basket full of straw, but turn the basket upside down, put the straw on the top of the basket to show that you're doing something temporary. But yet also, you shouldn't use your hands to spread it out. In other words, you bring it on the back of the basket and you shake it off. The Shabbat says that if you do this with a goy, it's permitted if there's a major need for it, because if it's a drabonim. So shuz to shuz, when there's a major need. Shin yu dalid. That which we say that there's no concept of binyan v'stira by a kli, some movable object, that's only when you're not doing a full-fledged binyan. Kugon chovis, the Rambam adds, shein matzik es abo amso. It's the size of the very large kli that is matzik abo amso. Abo amso is about the size that a person can fit into it. So it's very large, we treat it as a real full-fledged binyan. It's a stomach problem. If it's smaller than that, so to make the kli itself is also, and to break the kli itself would also be a problem. But here we're talking about it's a weak kli. What is a weak type of kli? Shenishper of a divik shvayim zefes. It broke, and then you stuck the pieces together with tar. Yochel shavu likach mashav teicha. So using this for to store figs or other fruit, the kli itself is the kli that was broken and glued back together again. Now when you want to open it on Shabbos, you let it open it on Shabbos, even though you're breaking it. Why? Because this is not binyan goma, it's not stira gemura, and therefore that is permitted on Shabbos when you're doing it to get out the contents. We're vashalei chavim v'nakvin akiv yovel shiel and pesach, and k'en avalim v'takin monet. When you break it open, if you just break it, it's not a problem. If you want to make a hole in it, which is has a nice shape to it, so then and now you want to create a new opening in this jar, that's also considered a type of tikkun monet. Type of building, you're fixing it up, you're making it more usable. Even the hole is made just to pour things out of it, not to put things back into it. Even so, the Mishabru brings that it's still at least a Jorbanon. And if he makes a bigger hole, which is made to pour out of it and put new things back into it, it can't be a derisa. In other words, even though this kli is a broken kli that was stuck together, so if you just break it, that's not considered steer. But if you fix it up by making this new hole, then it can be a binyan, possibly even derisa. It's a full job to break it, that's already considered stira, because just like it tells us to make the kli, it tells us to break it. And therefore, they asked you, even in a fashion that you smash it to pieces, not only break it, but also make a little hole in it, and that still is also affiliation naked kosher, and the hat of also, even if it has a hole from beforehand. To make the hole bigger is also awesome. The whole discussion today is with all these different type of kelim. When you open them up, is there a problem? It's a very, very big discussion. So let's say, the cans that are closed. Chazanish was mechadish that the problem is not that you're breaking the can by opening it up, but you're making it into the utensil. So when it's sealed, you can't use it. But the way you question it, okay, to us, if you don't want to make it to a new utensil, can you make a hole in the bottom and then open it from the top? So if you treat it as a full kli, you won't be able to do that. It's a shayla steel. But if we're saying that something that needs to be thrown out, it's not such a kli, then you would have that hesitation. Throw in the bottom, close it, and connect with the top.